The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And if you just tuned in, we are simulcasting today in Columbus, Ohio, Tampa, Florida, and in Washington, D.C. So welcome wherever you may be listening, and I've issued an invitation to share your favorite Christmas memory. And right now I've just got one phone line available, just one. Somebody needs to grab it. Again, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Next up is Chris in Columbus, Ohio. Chris, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
God save the Republic and God bless you. Happy Christmas to every one of you.
Well, you as well, Chris.
I've been facing some health challenges, but three Christmas memories I got for you. One right this year. It just so happens, while health challenges have been there, and there's been some physical challenges for the first time in years. We have not been like God's hand to our mouth and, you know, at odd ends about what to do for Christmas. We were not only able to do tithe, to get gifts, to get the food. But what was also most precious, my wife and I had talked about wanting to give to charities for years. And we were just, you know, like sailors would say, beam in so much.
Uh-huh.
We had to receive charity ourselves.
Yeah.
This year, for the first time, we were able to give to charities.
Wonderful.
The way that we wanted to.
Wonderful.
Okay. The Christmas memories, one, when it was in the 80s with my dad. Now, people could say this is poaching. But we would either buy, or later on, back when people were more giving and less greedy, the tree lots would have abandoned trees when, you know, there wasn't a lot of money with our home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would go out, my father and I, you know, my dad, on a Christmas Eve and get my elderly Canada French grandmother a Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. And that was one of our special memories together. The other one's kind of a cute one. I'm a believer that God controls all things, especially in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he surprises you. Well, one time I was up at the old Frank's Nursery and Crafts getting a tree for my wife and I for our Christmas celebration out with the family. I went over there to Frank's at 161. The old nursery used to be there. And I couldn't make up my mind. There were two Christmas trees that were hanging. They looked almost exactly identical. Had no idea which one to choose. So I just got this thought. It did something crazy. There was a sparrow that was over there on, you know, one of the rocks that they had holding them up. And I asked the sparrow, I said, Mr. Sparrow, by the Lord's grace, what tree would you choose if you had to choose a tree? I kid you not, Pastor Bob, this sparrow looked at me, cocked his head back and forth, jumped up, flew around, and landed in the tree that was close off to my left versus the one that was, no, it was the one that was off to my right versus close off to my left.
Oh, that's great. I was afraid you were going to tell me the bird began to talk.
No, but there's now here's the punchline on that. How God uses things.
Okay, I got to hurry you up just a little bit because I've got full phone lines. I love the story, but we need to hurry up just a little bit.
This is the wrap up. Well, I picked that tree that the sparrow landed in and then took off from. Then I got an idea, went back to the other tree. That tree had a crooked trunk in it to where it would have been almost impossible to get it to stand up.
All right, Chris. Thanks. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful Christmas. All right. God bless you. Next up is Jim in Upper Arlington, Ohio. Hey, Jim. You're on Bobberty Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Long time no talk to you, Pastor Bob. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Real quick. So my youngest daughter, 3.5 years old, up in Cleveland visiting family, and she's pulling out things from a stocking. And she's, you know, a little bit excited. And the last thing she pulls out were some fancy-looking number 2 pencils. And she stands up, and she can't contain her excitement, and she says, "These are great. I have wanted these all of my life." At 3.5 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love stories like that. Kids, you know, it's like, you know, you spend hundreds of dollars on a gift and they play with the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Have
a good Christmas.
Hey, you too, Jim. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas. Yeah, I mean, it's true. We need to have more value orientation that kids do. I mean, we really do. All right, next up, and by the way, my number, I've got 2 phone lines available right now. We went through some calls pretty quickly. 877-BOB-LIVE, if you were trying to call just a moment ago, got a busy signal, which you never hear anymore. Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And next up is Ed in Medway. Ed, where in the world is Medway?
It's a white spot in the road between Springfield and Dayton.
All right, so we're still in Ohio. I wasn't sure whether we were in Ohio or not.
Well, my memory is a little different than some others, but I was reminded this week from 2 other broadcasts on other stations about Charlie Brown Christmas, and one of them last week from a new station in Dayton on 94.5 FM, the talk master quoted from Luke 2 in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And he reminded me, I had forgotten, Linus took his security blanket and placed it under the tree.
Yeah, yeah. Twice. He drops it. It's the only time in a Charlie Brown movie that Linus ever dropped his blanket, and when he's reading the Christmas story, or reciting the Christmas story. And then at the end, he places it under the Christmas tree, obviously as a gift to Jesus. Yeah, very true.
And Jesus became his new crutch, I guess. And even this past Sunday on the Lutheran Hour at another station, the pastor of the Lutheran Hour spent a whole hour on a sermon on that same program. It's kind of funny. Twice in the same time frame, I just reminded me of that. And sometimes we all get leaning on the wrong crutch, and maybe it's a good time to think about Jesus first. So that's my Merry Christmas story for you, Bob.
All right, Ed. Thanks. That's wonderful. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
And stay well.
All right. You also. All right. Wow. No calls yet from Florida or Washington, D.C. Now, I know that you folks in Tampa have Christmas memories, and I know you folks in Washington, D.C. or that surrounding area have Christmas memories. I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. If we have time, I always try to defer to your phone calls, but if I have time, I have been requested to share my favorite Christmas memory, which I've done you know, in the last 20 years, I've shared it maybe twice or three times. But I'd love to hear from you. Now, again, I've got lots of stories to share with you, lots of news. But I'd love to hear your Christmas memories. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're talking the news of the day, which is what we normally do. But we're also taking your favorite Christmas memories. And we're going to head to Maryland. And we have the privilege of talking to Dennis, who is listening on WAVA 105.1 FM. Dennis, welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Bob.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Bob. First, before I share my diet too, but first, on behalf of the entire body of Christ, I would like to say to our Heavenly Father, thank you for sending the best gift that has ever been given.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen, Dennis. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, what's your Christmas memory?
Well, I kind of got to my, there's three, Dad had three boys, 3 years apart, and I'm the youngest, and Doug is the middle one. Jack's the oldest, but he was with Doug and me just thought that the world, for 3 years, we asked Dad, the world was going to stop if we didn't get a pony. That's just the way it is when you're however old. You know, we farm boys.
Oh, I don't, well, I grew up in Southern California in the Los Angeles area. I wanted a pony, but I never got one.
Yeah, well, you know, the cows is one thing, but we, after 3 years, Dad says, go out there at the box stall at the end of the barn. And there she was, silver. She was a gold dapple in the wintertime. They're white. And Doug ended up, she ended up being his because he could really ride. And then Dad went, and he knew it was just a phase, so he went to one of his friends, Junior Schaefer, and sort of rented a pony for me. She was late.
Oh, no kidding.
And then he had a lady got together with her boyfriend and had a little lady, but we would have tried to have races, but he was always beat me. And then the other Christmas that stands out is the morning we come out and Dad had a 250cc Harley Davidson motorcycle in the living room, and we wasn't even looking for one. Hadn't even.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You had a Harley Davidson in your living room for Christmas morning?
Yes, sir. From Harley Davidson of Frederick, Maryland.
I think you're the only person I've ever met that had a Harley Davidson in their living room for Christmas morning.
And then later on, Doug went on to get the bigger 900cc Sportster, so yeah. Then I had the 250 all to myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Out wow. On the farm. Doug was kind of wild. He used to jump the dirt pile like you're supposed to do on a dirt bike with his 900cc. That was before his family married years.
Yeah, yeah. But all he, right. Well, Dennis,
all right, Bob,
Dennis, thank you.
Hey, now, I got to, tonight's a big night because the reindeer, see, I take care of the reindeer. Now, we only got, like, I got to cut your feed back. You can't have fat reindeer.
Not if they're going to fly. You can't have fat reindeer.
You got it. It's hard to get that lift thing in.
So,
I'm going to have to tell the boss is going to have to give you a something special.
All right, Dennis. Thanks. I appreciate it.
What do I pass on to him to slide down your chimney?
All right, Dennis, I got to go. I can't take any more of this.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. Have a Merry
You're
Christmas. Oh, my goodness. And a Harley Davidson in his living room for Christmas. And a pony. Yeah, I grew up in this. I was a city boy. Grew up in the L.A. area. Well, born in Long Beach, but the Los Angeles area. And people my age, everybody wanted a pony. Everybody wanted a pony. But I never got one. I guess that's why I'm so weird today. I never got the pony that I wanted. All right. Here's my telephone number. And I'm not going to say top that because only one person can take care of the reindeer, and we just heard from him. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got about a minute before I've got to take the top of the hour break, but I got to get this story in. In all seriousness, the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, just signed into law a bill, you ready for this, that allows teenage girls to get an abortion without notifying their parents. Back in 1995, the state of Illinois passed a law. If a minor gets an abortion, the parents have to know about it. Hello? Of course the parents should know about it. Well, that law has now been repealed by the Democratic legislature and the Democratic governor in Illinois. And now a minor, a child, can get an abortion without parents' approval and without the court being involved. Now, back in 1995, parents had to know, or the child had to go to court. No longer. A child can go into an abortion clinic in Illinois, get an abortion, and the parents might never know about it. Is that really the kind of world that you want to live in? Wow. All right. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.